I told Jens I don't got no more time for any more podcasts. Well,
this one's only 10 minutes.
Oh, well, I can do 10 minutes.
It's the Handy Dandy 10 Minute Sports Podcast with Jim Shear, and it all starts now.
I got a lot to talk about today, but before I start, I just want to let all of you know that this podcast has been officially endorsed by my sister Mary. She's a mother, she's a nurse, she doesn't got a lot of time to watch the ESPN, and the doctors she works with want to talk sports. So this podcast has been a nice aid to her. Think of it as a nurse's aid. Today I'm going to start with the NBA. Kobe Bryant has 10 more games left in his Hall of Fame career. If you want to see his final game, you can do so Wednesday night, April 13th in Los Angeles when the Lakers take on the Utah Jazz. Right now, I've got a Golden State Warriors update. As of the recording of this podcast, they are 66-7. And if they can finish the season better than 72-10, they will have the best record in the history of the NBA. But do not forget that the San Antonio Spurs are 61-12. That's impressive. And if you are a fan of awesome NBA matchups, keep in mind, the Warriors will play the Spurs two more times before the season ends. Once on April 7th in Oakland, and then again April 10th in San Antonio. And the Warriors do not play well against the Spurs in Texas. The Masters, the first golf major of the season, will begin on Thursday. So that will go Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, weather permitting. Major League Baseball opening day happens on Sunday, April 3rd, in the first game of the entire 2016 MLB season will take place in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 1:05 p.m. at PNC Park when the Pirates take on the St. Louis Cardinals. So yay for Pittsburgh. And then there's a slew of games happening on Monday, April 4th. In quick NFL news, Robert Griffin III is now a member of the Cleveland Browns, and I think that's their 21st starting quarterback since the franchise came back in 1999. I got a lot of relatives in Cleveland, so I wish the Browns would do well one of these years, and I miss the Steelers-Browns rivalry. And just to put things into perspective for you, I think the Colts in that time have had maybe three starting quarterbacks. It would have been two if Andrew Luck didn't get hurt. And if you think about it, it would have been one if Peyton Manning didn't get hurt. Before I talk about the Final Four, I have a quick media critique this week. Most of my life, I've watched SportsCenter right as I wake up, and I'll eat my breakfast and get my day started. They currently have a program called SportsCenter AM, and I can't stand it. It's terrible, man. It's obviously trying to appeal to that morning show demographic. I just want my highlights. There's four hosts, there's two men, two women. I don't need people engaging in light banter pretending that they're best friends. Please, somebody get rid of SportsCenter AM. And a special shout out to Lindsay Zarniak, a SportsCenter anchor who I really like. She feels very relatable on camera. She hosts the 6 p.m. SportsCenter, and they make her start each episode by doing this crazy long walk and talk that spans the entire studio. It seems like she's talking for a good 2 minutes. I've done my fair share of walk-and-talks in my career. They're just very unnatural. You've got to hit certain cues. You got to make sure you don't trip. You've always got to look at the camera. And I don't know why they make her do it. Just to have Lindsay tease the stories while she's sitting at her desk. And the only reason I can think why they would make her do this mammoth walk-and-talk is to show off their studio. Yeah, we get it. You have a nice studio. Let Lindsay tease the show from her chair. And now let's talk about the Final Four. But before that, last week I was talking about my beef with the NCAA calling it the Elite Eight. When I was younger, my dad and I would always call it the Great Eight. It just sounds better because it rhymes. And I guess the NCAA, for whatever reason, they want the two words to begin with the same letter. The Final Four, the Sweet 16, the Elite Eight. And I think there's never been a call to arms to change it because you only have the Elite Eight for 2 days. Because in that weekend, you go from 16 teams to 4 teams. But I think if you had a whole week to contemplate it, we, as an American public, would change it from the Elite Eight to the Great Eight. But we only have it for 2 days, so nobody even cares. So on to the Final Four, and I am fine with the Final Four. That's a nice phrase right there, Final Four. Two Syracuse teams going to the Final Four. I am a Syracuse alum. I went there for graduate school. So I only attended Syracuse for one complete calendar year, but I loved it. One of the greatest years of my life. So I was watching the game yesterday, and it seemed like Syracuse was done against Virginia. I was making Easter dinner. And I was like, wow, man, we're in the hole. I think Syracuse was down by 16 or 14. During my preparation of Easter dinner, they were down by, I think, 11. And then Jim Boeheim, he applied the press, and Syracuse just went off, hitting threes, making everything, and you could just feel it through the TV, and I thought, that's it. We're going to the Final Four, and Syracuse had no problem finishing the game, beating the Virginia Cavaliers, and going to the Final Four. So if you don't know, the NCAA Men's Basketball Final Four this year is Villanova, Oklahoma, Syracuse, and North Carolina. And if you didn't follow college basketball closely this year, you would say to yourself, yeah, well, that Final Four makes sense. Well, I'll tell you why it doesn't. Syracuse is a number 10 seed in the ACC tournament, and to me, that still doesn't make sense. Syracuse should be in the Big East. In the ACC tournament, Syracuse lost their first round game to the Pitt Panthers, who should also be in the Big East. And when you lose your first round game and you have 13 losses, you don't make it to the tournament, but they did get the invite. A lot of people were mad that Syracuse got the invite. And now they are the first number 10 seed to ever make the Final Four. And in the history of the Final Four, there have been only 4 double-digit seeded teams, Syracuse being one of them. In 1986, LSU was a number 11 seed. In 2006, George Mason was a number 11 seed. And then in 2011, VCU was a number 11 seed. Get this, though. No double-digit seed has ever won the national championship. The lowest seed team to ever win it all was the Villanova Wildcats in 1985. They were a number 8 seed. And everybody remembers NC State winning the national title in shocking fashion in 1983. They were a number 6 seed. And so I got Syracuse against North Carolina. And I know my buddy Troy is a big North Carolina fan. So Troy, hope you go down this weekend. And for me, I love 3 college basketball teams. Syracuse Orangemen, Pitt Panthers, Kansas Jayhawks. Love the Jayhawks because when I was little, I loved their logo, and then Danny Manning won them a national championship. Love Pitt because I'm from Pittsburgh, and then, of course, I love the Orangemen because I went to Syracuse. And people ask me, well, what if they play each other? And I say, well, everything's on a game-by-game basis. Take, for example, the 2003 national championship between Syracuse and Kansas. I thought, well, I went to Syracuse for a year, but I've loved Kansas my whole life. My gut told me to go with Syracuse. Sometimes there are Syracuse-Pitt games where I'll root for Syracuse, and sometimes there's games where I'll root for Pitt. And special shout out to the Syracuse women's team for also advancing to the Final Four. So this weekend is gearing up to be a monstrous sports weekend. You've got the Masters, the Final Four, opening day for Major League Baseball, and WrestleMania happening in Dallas, Texas. So before I go today, I just want to let all of you know that I recently did a t-shirt for Fall Out Boy and the Chicago Bulls, which is available for a very limited time. I think Friday is the last day you can get one, and you can purchase it over at teespring.com. So thank you for listening to the Handy Dandy 10-Minute Sports Podcast. My name is Jim Shear, and I will see Jens later.